The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 429, Listener Feedback. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the folks over at WeaversDepartmentStore.com. Drop by over Weavers and check things out. They've got the Johnny Lightning Andy Griffith Show squad car. That's right, you can get your own little squad car if you don't have a big one. They also have some great Mayberry squad car emblem stickers. You can stick them on your cell phone, on your Yeti cup, just anywhere that a sticker will stick. Great things to get, a lot of fun. And if you don't like that, you also got more for your car. Nip it in the bud, bumper sticker. Head over to WeaversDepartmentStore.com and check it out. Hey, everybody. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. And the executive producer tonight is Neil and Pat Coleman. So thank them. They have provided to me stuff that we'll probably be watching in the near future here on the podcast or talking about. Some stuff from Mayberry Days 2016. So we've got some fun stuff heading our way eventually, but not now. But I still wanted to thank them for all that they do, providing me some material for the podcast. And you guys should thank them for that too, because you get to have some fun. Now, this episode, we're going to be doing some a good bit of listener feedback, because we have gotten a lot of listener feedback over the last, week or so. It's been a whole lot of stuff. And one of the things that I want to start off with right away, because I didn't know how to say it last week, and it's related to the episode, Howard Morris, Second Banana. So you remember that from last week. That was episode number 428. Now, the material for that episode came from a website that's called, it's TRALFAZ. And I didn't know how to say it, but it's Trailfaz. Trailfaz is what it's called. So I didn't know how to say it. Well, I should have looked in the cartoon image that is part of the website there. But I had some folks write into me and explain this to me, because, you know, I need that help. TN, or it should be T Nitro N. He wrote in and said, in one of the episodes of the Jetsons cartoon. Okay. So the Jetsons, you know, the Jetsons, you watched. Hopefully you've watched the Jetsons, or at least know who they are. You know, like the Flintstones and the Jetsons. In one of the episodes of the Jetsons cartoon, Astro, the dog, Ruh-roh, Rorch, you know, that dog, he gets adopted by a family thought to be his original family, you know, where he originally came from. And they had named him Trailfaz. It was a great episode, and I remember it to this day. Thanks, Alan. Love the Andy Griffith Show tidbits. And it was from Terry. That's TN Nitro over on YouTube. So he had written me that. So I went in and looked about this a little bit, because, you know, I didn't know. And sure enough, Astro, the dog, he was named Trailfaz. Trailfaz was his name. So, you know, it was pretty cool that he was able to find this and present these to us as we went. So thanks to Terry for running across this for me. But there's, if you're watching the video, I got a picture of Trailfaz. So it's Astro the dog, and you can see him there walking around. So it's also on the website that we got the material for Shakespeare's Second Banana, and the link was in last week's show notes. So again, thank you very much. I should tell you, because I looked it up, it was the 15th episode of the Jetsons, and it was called Millionaire Astro. He was owned by the Got Rocks. So that's who it was. All right. So folks, I've got lots of fun stuff for us this week. We've also got that I ran across online. I thought you'd like to hear about this. There was a picture. Now, you may not have seen it, but it was online, and it was taken back on the 30th of May, and it was Ron Howard and his brother Clint, and they took a selfie at the Dodgers game. So if you're watching the video, you can see this. There was a link on Ron Howard's Instagram account. The video, the picture was there. Great picture. A lot of fun to see Clint and Ron at the ball game. Then Ron also posted a picture of him and his dad. So we're getting to see some inside stuff with Rance and Ron. So I will post these on our, I guess I'll post them on our Facebook page so that you guys can see them that are not watching the video versions of the podcast. Because it's fun to see these. Ron and Rance Howard on May 10th, they were out and having pizza at Tony Bella's, at Tony Bella Vista in Burbank, which has been, it's been there since 1965. So they were having a, looks like some, wow, it looks like a veggie pizza with a lot of tomatoes on the top. But Ron and Rance in that picture. So we're getting to see some neat stuff from the Howards that they're posting online. So if you don't follow them, you can follow Ron Howard. He's if you just search on Facebook for Ron Howard, you'll find him. And you can follow him, and you can sometimes see things like this that he posts. So I thought that was a lot of fun and a neat thing to see. So hope you guys... at least, whether you see it or not, you're hearing about it, and hopefully that'll be fun for you. Also got a cool piece of email. Let me tell you this one. This one is, again, related to episode number 428 of Two Chairs, No Waiting, and it's from David Morris. David Morris, the son of Howard Morris, he wrote in and said, I checked out your Two Chairs, No Waiting video on my dad. Wonderful, wonderful job. I'm thrilled that you're digging into his roots, the foundation, Shakespeare, and other dramatic theater were the strict building blocks for comedy and eventually Ernest T. Bass. Really great work, Alan. I'm sure folks love and appreciate the deeper dives into the Mayberry information. And he posted it. He said, I posted it on ErnestT.com. So if you head over to ErnestT.com, you should see a link to the episode. During that same episode, I got a note back from a fella because I messed up. I knew I did, but I couldn't think of it when I was talking. During the episode, I was talking about the Sid Caesar show, and it was recorded using some kind of a scope. I don't know if you remember me saying something similar to that, but I got an email from a fella named Lyle Fells. Lyle Fells, good friend of Mayberry. He wrote in and said, Alan, Lyle Fells says, hey, just for your information, it's Kinescope. Yeah, and I knew that. I don't know how I didn't get it right. But anyway, Kinescope was when they put a camera on the monitor and just filmed the monitor. That's what Kinescope really is. So if you've ever heard that term, they would actually have a television monitor. They would take a film camera and record the television monitor. He says that's why the quality is quite scratchy and not very good. But you have to take into account the technology of the day. Of course, I'm referring to the Sid Caesar show reference from Two Chairs, No Waiting, 428, Howard Morris, Second Banana. Coincidentally, one of the clues on Jeopardy this week referenced this, and I was screaming, the Sid Caesar show. That's, yeah, he said he was screaming it at the television. But none of the contestants even tried to guess. Then Lyle goes on to say, the real genius at Desilu was Desi Arnaz. He was the first one to film his shows because he figured people might want to see them again someday. Wow. He was the first one. I think I'd heard that, but thanks for reminding us of it. And Lyle says, I recommend a book called Desilu, The Story of Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz. It's a great book about the studio that brought us The Untouchables, The Dick Van Dyke Show, The Real McCoys, Star Trek, and of course, The Andy Griffith Show. Keep up the good work. The mayor from the Mayberry Town Council chapter, Lyle Fells. Oh, by the way, I don't know if he made it, but he was trying out for Jeopardy again the next night after he wrote me this. Also, he was going to be showing No Time for Sergeants at his Silver Theater Film Society this week. So I hope all that goes good. He was looking forward to it. So Lyle, thank you. Thank you for writing in with that good information and reports about stuff that some of the fans of the Andy Griffith Show are doing in their own communities. That'd be pretty neat to have I didn't know there was a thing. He has it up there and he's in the Michigan area, Grand Rapids area, somewhere up in there. He's showing No Time for Sergeants at the Silver Theater Film Society. I wonder if there's something like that here. Might be something worth checking out. All right. So next up, we have a email a YouTube video comment. And this is from some fella named Eric Norquist. Eric Norquist. You may or may not know who Eric is, but Eric is the son of Margaret Carey. You know, Bess Muggins, that's from the Andy Griffith Show. She's going with us on the Mayberry Cruise this year. So he wrote in about the same episode 248. No, I'm sorry, 428. I'm dyslexic. Howard Morris, The Second Banana. He said, I loved it. I'm a huge fan of Howie Morris. Thanks. And, who is this George Lindsay Jr. guy? So George and Eric are actually buddies. And they run around together. I've got a picture of them. They do this Old West stuff where they're like comedians. They run comic cowboys. They ride around these little horses that it's like they're in a suit and their legs make the horse move. It's awesome. They're great. So it's Eric and George. And they also have a show, I believe I told you, Eric and George, a one-man show. I just love the name of that. Yeah, because there's two of them. It can't be a one. Yeah, anyway, I love that. So, Eric, thanks for writing in. We can't wait to see you and your mother on the Mayberry Cruise. I hope you're going with her. It'll be great to have you with us. All right. So, next up, we've got another Facebook message from Being Roman 829 user ID of this fella. This is reference episode number 281 of the podcast. Now 281, that was a while back. That was a Jim Nabors interview. I don't know if you guys remember that one. Cause that was several years back. And he says, I knew what you meant as soon as you said it. He said, which I had to go back and try to look and see what he was talking about. But he evidently at some point I said, hey, Chuck. So I said that. I knew what you meant as soon as you said it. He's got a smiley face there. Thank you very much for interviewing good old Gom. Very pleasant listen. And thanks for all you do to promote the greatest television show ever to hit the TV tubes. Thank you, Being Roman 8:29, I'm sure that's a reference to the biblical passage of Roman 8:29, and I'm not a good person because I do not know that right off the top of my head. I should have looked it up. So that was another great, great little bit of information. So folks, I'm getting a lot of comments from you guys sent in to me, emailed in to me, called in to me. And I want to thank you for that because I love to hear from you. I love hearing from you and being able to just spend a little time hearing back what you guys think about the podcast that we're doing or episodes. I had some other ones that I didn't throw in here because they were kind of self-serving. I feel like if they're bragging on me too much, it's a little embarrassing to read myself. So if you want to brag on me a whole lot like that, well, you know, just call because then I'll play you, you know, saying it. But, you know, I don't want to read about how great I am and wonderful and, you know, because I'm a humble man from a humble home. And I want to thank you, ladies, and the auxiliary. So I want to thank all of you guys for just taking time to visit with me. We got folks in the chat room every week. They come and visit and I invite you to do that as well. All right. So before I go on any further, that's our listener feedback. There's more, but we're going to move along because I want to remind everybody, if you've listened this far, you're actually a fan of the podcast. So you guys need to be aware, if you're not already, of the Mayberry meetup that's coming up in Mount Airy, North Carolina, in July 2017. So you guys, hopefully you already know about this and you're planning to be there. I know we have several that have already notified me they're coming. If you are one of them, please email me at floyd@imayberry.com so that I can get a good list of those who are actually coming to the event. Now, it's we've done this as our fifth, can you believe it or not, Mayberry meetup. So if you guys, if you're not on Facebook, you may not have seen all the stuff, but on Facebook, there's an event that tells you about it. The fifth annual Mayberry meetup in Mount Airy, North Carolina. It's the weekend of July 21st. So it's the 21st through the 23rd. Now, what we do at those, if you haven't seen or heard about it from the previous years that we've done it, we get together at the Mayberry Motor Inn in the afternoons and evenings, basically in the evening, starting about 6 or 7 o'clock in the evening, and visit with one another. Then we watch Andy Griffith Show episodes when it gets dark, which is about close to 9 o'clock, 15 minutes till nine or somewhere in that range. So I definitely invite you to head up there and see. You can head over to the events at the Two Chairs site. If you go to facebook.com/twochairs, you'll see it there. Please email me though, if you're coming, because I want to try to give you information about what we're going to be doing. Right now we've got 18 confirmed on Facebook anyway, and 68 that say they're interested. And I know there's actually more than 18, but you're definitely invited to come out and visit with us. The weekend is planned around Betty Lynn appearance at the Andy Griffith Museum. So I definitely want to encourage you to take some time and come be with us and just visit. It's a lot of fun. The Mayberry meetup, we've had them, like I said, this is our fifth year. So I definitely want to invite you to come and visit with us. Okay. So tell your friends and get your room. You can get a room if you can get in at the Mayberry Motor Inn. That's the place to stay, obviously. But if you can't, you can still come. Just make a reservation somewhere else there in Mount Airy and come over in the evenings and sit around and visit with us. It's a great time of visiting and having fellowship with fellow Mayberry fans. All right, folks, we have now got our special treat that we have every week. Thanks to Randy Turner, our wonderful Mayberry Historical Society person, with This Week in Mayberry History. And this is something I know all of us always look forward to because it's not me talking. And Randy does such a great job. So thank you. Let's take it. Take it away, Randy.
Welcome to This Week in Mayberry History, a report by special correspondent Randy Turner of the Gomer and Cooper Pyle Comic Book Literary Guild of the Mayberry Historical Society.
This week, on June the 1st, was the anniversary of Andy Griffith's birth. Over Andy's career, he received many honors and titles. He first came to national attention with the recording of his most famous monologue, What It Was Football, describing a football game from the point of view of a rural man who had never seen the game played before. The monologue was released as a 45 RPM single in 1953 and broke into the top 10, charting at number 9 the following year. In 1955, after originating the role of Will Stockdale, a naive country boy drafted into the Air Force, in the live telecast version of Ira Levin's adaptation of the novel, No Time for Sergeants. That fall, Andy starred in an expanded version of the play on Broadway. While it is trite, it is nonetheless true that just to be nominated is an honor, which is especially true when it comes to the highest honors specific industries offer. Andy was nominated for a Tony Award and won the Theater World Award. Andy left the successful Broadway show to star in his widely respected debut film, the excellent A Face in the Crowd, released in 1957, a film later selected to be preserved by the Library of Congress in the United States National Film Registry. In 1959, Andy returned to Broadway in the title role of Destry Rides Again, earning another Tony nomination. While on hiatus from the show, Andy flew to Hollywood to film the pilot that led to The Andy Griffith Show, which debuted that October. The show was an immediate hit, never left the top 10 during its 8-year run, and went off the air number 1 in the Nielsens, one of only 3 shows to do so. Before starring in Matlock years later, Andy appeared in a number of films and TV movies. His role as a grieving father in the TV movie Murder in Texas led to an Emmy nomination. In later years, he won a Grammy Award for I Love to Tell the Story, one of his successful albums of Christian hymns. He has been inducted into the Television Hall of Fame, the Christian Music Hall of Fame, and the North Carolina Hall of Fame. He received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Both Raleigh and his hometown of Mount Airy have statues in his honor. Mount Airy is home to the Andy Griffith Museum, which can be reached via the Andy Griffith Parkway. Andy received the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2005. But of these many awards and honors, Andy's time in Mayberry earned him a title more important than industry awards, more important than a Hollywood Walk of Fame star, more important than induction in the numerous halls of fame, and more important than the Presidential Medal of Freedom. The title more important than all of those? Andy Griffith is easily one of the most loved television actors in history. That's it for this week. As always, thanks for listening. And remember to take Andy's advice and go out there and act like somebody.
Wow. Thank you, Randy. Thank you so much. Again, if you don't know, there is a daily version of This Week in Mayberry History, which was consequently called Today in Mayberry History. You guys can go and check that out on the Facebook page for the Gomer and Goober Pyle Comic Book Literary Guild. And you can also, to make sure you don't miss one, you can send an email to turnersgrade@gmail.com, and Randy will make sure you're notified whenever he puts out a brand new report. So, folks, hey, I want to thank you all for being here with me. It's always fun to be in Mayberry with you and spend a little bit of time. I hope you enjoyed hearing back from some of your fellow listeners to know you're not alone. A lot of times in podcasts, and they always tell you, you need to talk like you're only talking to one person. But I'm not. I'm talking to all of you. I'm talking to you and you, all you guys. So y'all in the Southern English, because we're not alone. There are a lot of Mayberry fans out there. There's a lot of folks that love Andy, that love the Andy Griffith Show. Just this past weekend, I was over in Valley Head, Alabama, where they had the Mayberry... Memories of Mayberry was the name of the event that they had. And it was a great time with just fans of the Andy Griffith Show there. I got to see Barney Woods. He was there doing Barney with me as Floyd. And they had the whole town dressed up to look like the Andy Griffith Show, or to remind you of Mayberry. The barbershop, they took a beauty parlor and turned it into Floyd's Barbershop. They had even an old antique barber chair there that, man, I'm trying to figure out how I can get. But they had that there. They had folks getting their hair cut by Floyd. They had Barney throwing people in little jail cells to raise money for the fire department there in town. It's a volunteer fire department. They had Otis walking around on the streets. Folks, it's just a great, fun family time. And it just amazes me how much the Andy Griffith Show can bring people together. Valley Head, Alabama. This is going to be a yearly thing. They're planning on doing it every year, the first Saturday in June. This will be a neat event to try to go to at some point. They're going to try to expand it for their second year. So hopefully we'll have even more Mayberry characters there other than just Barney and myself. But Barney Woods, you know, you always hear me talking about David Browning, but there are several Barneys out there. There's Ronnie Felker, Barney Woods. There's several that do stuff with us, including Terry, who did it up with did Barney for us up in the Mayberry in the Midwest. Folks, there's just so many smiles and laughter that the Andy Griffith Show has brought in my life. I hope it's bringing some to yours as well. And again, I always enjoy spending time with you, and I hope I'll hear from you. I would love to hear from you. You can give me a call at 888-684-8415 and leave me a message. I'd love to hear from you, just like I heard from these folks today. You can email me, floyd.mayberry.com, drop by twochairsnowaiting.com and leave a message, or just however you'd like to get in touch with me. I love hearing from you. I hope you have a great Mayberry week, and we'll see you next time right here on Two Chairs. Good night, everybody.